Hello, I'm Jeff. My wife and I host Message of Hope. Message of Hope wants to be your weekly inspirational, motivational, and non-judgmental friend to help you through your week as we share Bible truths and life experiences to let you know you're not alone. Let's join Sandra to see what message of hope she has today.
Hi, I'm Sandra, your host, and for a total of 4 weeks, we are reading through the book of Revelation. This is our third week. The first 2 weeks, we read chapters 1 through 12, and today we're going to be reading chapters 13 through 17. The book of Revelation starts by promising great blessings to the person who reads the words of the message from God, and also to those who hear the message and do what is written in it. And it warns us there is not much time left. I will not be adding any of my own commentary, as God did not instruct me to, and there is much about the book I have yet to understand. He did instruct that I would be blessed for reading these words, and that everyone that hears them and does what is written will also be blessed. So I do this for us both. Let's begin. Revelation 13. Then I saw a beast coming up out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads. There was a crown on each of its horns. It had an evil name written on each head. This beast looked like a leopard, with feet like bear's feet. It had a mouth like a lion's mouth. The dragon gave the beast all of its power and its throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast looked as if it had been wounded and killed, but the death wound was healed. All the people in the world were amazed, and they all followed the beast. People worshipped the dragon because it had given its power to the beast, and they also worshipped the beast. They asked, "Who is as powerful as this beast? Who can make war against us?" The beast was allowed to boast and speak insults against God. It was also allowed to use its power for 42 months. The beast opened its mouth to insult God, to insult his name, the place where he lives, and all those who live in heaven. It was given power to make war against God's holy people and to defeat them. It was given power over every tribe, race of people, language, and nation. Everyone living on earth would worship the beast. These are all the people since the beginning of the world whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lamb is the one who was killed. Anyone who hears these things should listen to this. Whoever is to be a prisoner will be a prisoner. Whoever is to be killed with a sword will be killed with a sword. This means that God's holy people must have patience and faith. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. It had 2 horns like a lamb, but he talked like a dragon. This beast stood before the first beast and used the same power the first beast had. He used this power to make everyone living on earth worship the first beast. The first beast was the one that had the death wound that was healed. The second beast did great miracles. He even made fire come down from heaven to earth while people were watching. This second beast fooled the people living on earth by using the miracles that he had been given the power to do for the first beast. He ordered people to make an idol to honor the first beast, the one that was wounded by the sword but did not die. The second beast was given power to give life to the idol of the first beast. Then the idol could speak and order all those who did not worship it to be killed. The second beast also forced all people, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to have a mark put on their right hand or on their forehead. No one could buy or sell without this mark. This mark is the name of the beast or the number of its name. Anyone who has understanding can find the meaning of the beast's number. This requires wisdom. This number is the number of man. It is 666. Revelation 14. Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb, who was standing on Mount Zion. There were 144,000 people with him. They all had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven as loud as the crashing of floodwaters or claps of thunder, but it sounded like harpists playing their harps. The people sang a new song before the throne and before the four living beings and the elders. The only ones who could learn the new song were the 144,000 who had been bought from the earth. No one else could learn it. These are the ones who did not do sinful things with women. They kept themselves pure. Now they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were bought from among the people of the earth as the first to be offered to God and the Lamb. They are not guilty of telling lies, and they are without fault. Then I saw another angel flying high in the air. The angel had the eternal good news to announce to the people living on earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and race of people. The angel said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him praise. The time has come for God to judge all people. Worship God. He made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." Then the second angel followed the first angel and said, "She is destroyed. The great city of Babylon is destroyed. She made all the nations drink the wine of her sexual sin and of God's anger." A third angel followed the first two angels. The third angel said in a loud voice, "God will punish all those who worship the beast and the beast's idol and agree to have the beast marked on their forehead or on their hand. They will drink the wine of God's anger. This wine is prepared with all its strength in the cup of God's anger. They will be tortured with burning sulfur before the angels of God, and the smoke from their burning pain will rise forever and ever. There will be no rest, day or night, for those who worship the beast and its idol, or who wear the mark of its name." This means that God's holy people must be patient. They must obey God's commands and keep their faith in Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven. It said, "Write this. From now on, there are great blessings for those who belong to the Lord when they die." The Spirit says, "Yes, that is true. They will rest from their hard work. What they have done will stay with them." I looked, and there before me, sitting on a white cloud, was one who looked like the Son of Man. He had a gold crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came out of the temple. This angel called to the one who was sitting on the cloud, "Take your sickle and gather from the earth. The time to harvest has come, and the fruit of the earth is ripe." So the one who was sitting on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Then another angel came out of the temple in heaven. This angel also had a sharp sickle. And then another angel, one with power over the fire, came from the altar. He called to the angel with the sharp sickle and said, Take your sharp sickle and gather the bunches of grapes from the earth's vine. The earth's grapes are ripe. The angel swung his sickle over the earth. He gathered the earth's grapes and threw them into the great winepress of God's anger. The grapes were squeezed in the winepress outside the city. Blood flowed out of the winepress. It rose as high as the heads of the horses for a distance of 200 miles. Revelation 15. Then I saw another wonder in heaven. It was great and amazing. There were seven angels bringing seven plagues. These are the last plagues, because after these, God's anger is finished. I saw what looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire. All those who had won the victory over the beast and his idol and over the number of its name were standing by the sea. These people had harps that God had given them. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and wonderful are the things you do, Lord God all-powerful. Right and true are your ways, ruler of the nations. All people will fear you, O Lord. All people will praise your name. Only you are holy. All people will come and worship before you, because it is clear that you do what is right. After this, I saw the temple, the holy place of God's presence in heaven. It was opened, and the seven angels bringing the seven plagues came out. They were dressed in clean, shining linen cloth. They wore golden bands tied around their chest. Then one of the four living beings gave seven golden bowls to the seven angels. The bowls were filled with the anger of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory and the power of God. No one could enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. Revelation 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple. It said to the seven angels, "Go and pour out the seven bowls of God's anger on the earth." The first angel left. He poured out his bowl on the land. Then all those who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped its idol got sores that were ugly and painful. The second angel poured out his bowl on the sea. Then the sea became blood, like a dead man's blood, and everything in the sea died. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and the springs of water. The rivers and the springs of water became blood. Then I heard the angel of the waters say to God, "You are the one who is and who always was. You are the Holy One. You are right in these judgments you have made. The people have spilled the blood of your holy people and your prophets. Now you have given those people blood to drink. This is what they deserve." And I heard the altar say, "Yes, Lord God all-powerful, your judgments are true and right." The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun. The sun was given power to burn the people with fire. The people were burned by the great heat. They cursed the name of God who had control over these plagues, but they refused to change their hearts and lives and give glory to God. The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and darkness covered the beast's kingdom. People bit their tongues because of the pain. They cursed the God of heaven because of their pain and the sores they had, but they refused to change their hearts and turn away from the evil things they did. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates. The water in the river was dried up. This prepared the way for the rulers from the east to come. Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. These evil spirits are the spirits of demons. They have power to do miracles. They go out to the rulers of the whole world to gather them for battle on the great day of God all-powerful. Listen, I will come at a time you don't expect, like a thief. Great blessings belong to those who stay awake and keep their clothes with them. They will not have to go without clothes and be ashamed for people to see them. Then the evil spirits gathered the rulers together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air. Then a loud voice came out of the temple from the throne, and it said, "It is finished." Then there were flashes of lightning, noises, thunder, and a big earthquake. This was the worst earthquake that has ever happened since people have been on earth. The great city split into three parts. The cities of the nations were destroyed, and God did not forget to punish Babylon the Great. He gave that city the cup filled with the wine of his terrible anger. Every island disappeared, and there were no more mountains. Giant hailstones fell on the people from the sky. These hailstones weighed almost 100 pounds each. People cursed God because of the plague of the hail. It was terrible. Revelation 17. One of the seven angels came and spoke to me. This was one of the angels that had the seven bowls. The angel said, "Come, and I will show you the punishment that will be given to the famous prostitute. She is the one sitting over many waters. The rulers of the earth sinned sexually with her. The people of the earth became drunk with wine of her sexual sin." Then the angel carried me away by the Spirit to the desert. And there I saw a woman sitting on a red beast. The beast was covered with evil names. It had seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was dressed in purple and red. She was shining with the gold, jewels, and pearls that she was wearing. She had a golden cup in her hand. This cup was filled with terribly evil things and the filth of her sexual sin. She had a title written on her forehead. This title has a hidden meaning. This is what was written: "The Great Babylon, Mother of Prostitutes and the Evil Things of the Earth." I saw that the woman was drunk. She was drunk with the blood of God's holy people. She was drunk with the blood of those who told about their faith in Jesus. When I saw the woman, I was fully amazed. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you amazed? I will tell you the hidden meaning of this woman and the beast she rides. The beast with seven heads and 10 horns. The beast you saw was once alive, but now it is not. However, it will come up out of the bottomless pit and go away to be destroyed. The people who live on the earth will be amazed when they see the beast, because it was once alive, is no longer living, but will come again. These are the people whose names have never been written in the book of life since the beginning of the world. You need wisdom to understand this. The seven heads on the beast are the seven hills where the woman sits. They are also seven rulers. Five of the rulers have already died. One of the rulers lives now, and the last ruler is coming. When he comes, he will only stay for a short time. The beast that was once alive, but is no longer living, is an eighth ruler. This eighth ruler also belongs to the first seven rulers, and he will go away to be destroyed. The ten horns you saw are ten rulers. These ten rulers have not yet received their kingdom, but they will receive power to rule with the beast for 1 hour. All ten of these rulers have the same purpose, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will defeat them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his chosen and faithful followers, the people he has called to be his. Then the angel said to me, "You saw the waters where the prostitute sits? These waters are the many peoples, the different races, nations, and languages in the world. The beast and the ten horns you saw will hate the prostitute. They will take everything she has and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and destroy her with fire." God put the idea in their minds to do what would complete his purpose. They agreed to give the beast their power to rule until what God has said is completed. The woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth. That concludes chapters 13 through 17. Next week, we will pick up at chapter 18 and conclude with chapter 22. As I wrap up here today, I encourage you to go to our website at msgofhope.com, and on the podcast tab, you will find episode 31, where you can re-listen to this podcast and find the references for the scriptures that we read together today, so that you can study them for yourself and make any adjustments according to what God alone lays on your specific heart. And as always, we thank you for listening to our podcast and for helping us to share the good news of Jesus Christ by liking and sharing with your friends. Let's log off with a prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Until next time, Shalom.